Today's gospel of the story of the two disciples who are walking from Jerusalem to Emmaus, where they encounter the Lord on the way, is really a story of conversion. Oftentimes when we hear the word conversion, we think, rightly so, of the path of turning back to God, of moving away from sin and returning to God. And necessarily, this involves a path of renunciation and a path of detachment. Detachment from those things which prevent us from moving toward God. And all of that is well and true. But today's gospel highlights other aspects of the story of conversion. And three in particular which I would like to highlight. The first is that as we see in the disciples on the road to Emmaus, that conversion includes a movement from confusion to clarity. Secondly, that conversion involves a movement from sadness to joy. And thirdly, that conversion involves a movement from despair to hope. And it's these three points that I would like to touch upon in today's homily. So the first part is going to be then this movement from confusion to clarity. Disciples on the road to Emmaus are clearly disappointed. They're perplexed and confounded by the events which have been taking place in Jerusalem in those days, and they're really not sure what to make of it. They had their hopes that Jesus was the Messiah, the great prophet, that he was going to rise from the dead. They've even heard reports that he did, in fact, rise from the dead. But it's not quite enough for them. They're still unsure, their minds are clouded, and so they wind up departing from Jerusalem and headed out. And it's significant that their minds move toward clarity with two particular movements from Jesus. The first is that Jesus opens up the sacred scriptures to them and explains everything from the prophets and law of the Old Testament, and he interprets all of those events in light of the paschal mystery of Jesus Christ, namely his passion, death, and resurrection. And in that, he clearly displays that sacred scripture can only be understood through the interpretive key of the paschal mystery of Jesus Christ. And as the disciples on the road to Emmaus say, their hearts were stirring as the word of God was being brought alive to them. But they still didn't yet have clarity on who it was they were talking to and meeting. And this leads to that second point, which is going to be that it's only when Jesus breaks bread with them, that he celebrates the Eucharist with them, that they immediately in that moment recognize that this is in fact the risen Lord Jesus, and their minds are defogged, and they come to a clarity to know that it is truly the risen Lord and that they have met and encountered him. And it's significant that it is with the understanding of Scripture, but it's the encounter with the sacramental and the substantial presence of Jesus in the Eucharist that ultimately lifts the veil and allows them to see and complete this movement from confusion to clarity. The second point then, which is going to be related to this, is that their hearts then are going to move from sadness to joy, which is also an essential part of conversion. We're told that when they first meet Jesus on the road to Emmaus, that they look downcast. In other words, they were sad, they were disappointed. You know, joy is the emotion that we feel when we're in the presence of love, when we're in the presence of something good. It fills our heart with joy. And conversely, sadness is what we feel when love and goodness is absent from our life, and we feel its absence, and sadness is the emotion that we receive. And so for the disciples on the road to Emmaus, at first, they're feeling the absence of Jesus. They know he died and was crucified. They feel the weight of that absence. It makes them sad. But second and further, they also feel the absence and sadness of thinking, what about our want and desire for salvation? If Jesus didn't really rise from the dead, we're still stuck in our sins. We're still unredeemed. We're still unatoned for. And we're still without a Savior. And that is something indeed which is very sad. However, in their encounter with the risen Lord Jesus, all of that changes with their recognition of him, because they perceive and understand that in their encounter with him, they are in the presence of love incarnate, which fills them with joy, And they also understand that they are in the presence of their Redeemer and Savior, that their life is going to be able to reach a successful conclusion, and that eternal happiness is something which they can attain. And so the movement from confusion to clarity is also accompanied by the movement from sadness to joy at being in the presence of love. And thirdly and finally, we can see within these two disciples on the road to Emmaus a movement from despair to hope. You know, hope is the emotion that we feel when there is a good that we want for our life, which we don't yet have, but we believe and know it's obtainable. Whereas despair, conversely, is when we want something and we would like to have it, but we know there is no chance that we're going to get it. And the greatest hope we have in our life is that of eternal life and eternal happiness, of our salvation. And here, too, we can see that in the beginning, these disciples, they are filled with despair. They've given up. And we see that in their movement away from Jerusalem, because in the Gospel of Luke, in Jesus' life and ministry, he is moving in one direction toward Jerusalem, where the Paschal mystery will take place, where the events of salvation will take place. And then from there, as Luke reports in the Acts of the Apostles, the disciples are called to wait in Jerusalem, and from there they will go out to the ends of the earth to proclaim the risen Lord. And so the fact that these two disciples are leaving Jerusalem, it basically says they've given up and they're saying, it ain't happening, it's time for us to move on to something different. And for that reason, we're told after the breaking of the bread, they immediately get up, despite the fact that it's evening, they turn around and they head back to Jerusalem. In other words, they've completed this movement from despair to hope, because now they understand and recognize that the great desire of their heart for eternal life, for eternal happiness, is possible because Jesus Christ is truly risen from the dead, and in his resurrection, he opens up the pathway for us too to be able to share in that resurrection. My brothers and sisters, for each of us in our life, we too are called to this path of conversion. You know, in the world that we live in today, there is far too much confusion, sadness, and despair. And the remedy we know has been revealed to us. It is with a personal encounter with the risen Lord Jesus, who fills us with hope, who fills us with joy, and who gives us the clarity of purpose in life to know what our life is all about. Just like to conclude with one remarkable story of an individual who had such an encounter with the risen Lord Jesus in the Eucharist that completely changed his life. His name is André Frassard. He was born in 1915 in France. His father was actually one of the founding members of the Communist Party in France. And André Frassard himself said when he was 20 years old in 1935 that he was a communist atheist. He said at 5:10 a.m. one morning, he walked into a church in the Latin Quarter of Paris to look for a friend of his. And while he was there looking around the chapel, his eyes fell upon the Blessed Sacrament exposed on the altar where people had been praying in front of it. And he said he was given a remarkable grace that in gazing upon Jesus in the Eucharist, who he theretofore had not believed in any form or fashion, that he not only came to a point of believing in God and Jesus, but that he walked out of the church 10 minutes later with an infused knowledge of the Catholic faith. He said he never understood why God had given him such a grace of this powerful encounter with Jesus that totally transformed his life until the year 1978, when he was in Rome covering the election of Pope St. John Paul II, and he was handed a note saying that the Pope would like to meet with him. As it turns out, John Paul II had read the book that Frassard had written called God Exists, I Have Met Him, where he recounted the story of his encounter with Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. And the Pope, in meeting him, asked that they would collaborate and write a book together, which turned out to be called Be Not Afraid, and is a collection of question and answers between Frassard and St. John Paul II. But all of us are called to this fundamental encounter with Jesus, which radically marks and changes our life. And so, my brothers and sisters, as has happened to countless Christians before us, let us ask God for the grace that we would truly strive to encounter the risen Lord Jesus in our life, and that this movement from confusion to clarity, from sadness to joy, from despair to hope, would fully radiate and be immersed in our lives, that we would be true witnesses to the resurrection of Jesus Christ and to spread his message of joy, hope, and beauty to all those we meet. Amen.